Burkina Faso's president, Roch Marc-Christian Kabore, vowed Thursday to strengthen dialogue in his troubled country after gaining a landslide victory in his bid for a second five-year term. I will deploy all my efforts so that through continuous consultation, through dialogue, we can work together for peace and development, he said at his party's headquarters in the capital city. Kabore gained a large outright majority of 57.87% in the first round of Sunday's presidential election, so there's no need for a runoff, the Independent National Electoral Commission said. The 63-year-old incumbent has been under fire for what critics say has been a lackluster response to a five-year-old jihadist insurgency that came in from Mali, leaving an estimated 1,200 people dead and displacing up to 1 million from their homes. Despite his record, he was the favorite in what commentators said was one of the country's most open elections in years. The Ethiopian military will begin the final phase of an offensive in the northern Tigray region, Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said Thursday. The announcement comes hours after an ultimatum for local forces to surrender expired, and the prime minister told civilians to stay home and disarm. The government gave the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF, 72 hours on Sunday to lay down their arms or face an assault on Mekele, the regional capital of 500,000 people. Rights groups raise concerns for civilians caught up in military operations in which thousands are already believed to have died since fighting began on November 4th. And nearly 43,000 Ethiopian refugees have fled over the border to Sudan. For more on these and other international news stories, please visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former Sudanese Prime Minister Sadiq al-Mahdi has died from